Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Rob Campy. He's the president and co-founder of the Marijuana Policy Project. Rob, thanks for talking to us. A huge, huge year for MPP, for marijuana, for freedom, for chipping away at the drug war. Why did legalization succeed in Colorado and Washington State, and what does that tell us about the kind of nation's zeitgeist about marijuana use?
In both Washington and Colorado, the polling, you know, 2 years ago was at about 50-50. And so we knew that if we ran good campaigns in both states, that the number would probably go up and not down. We also knew that it was highly likely that we were going to have an advertising advantage because the bad guys almost never have any real budget to pay for their own ads. We were religious about like sticking with the message that what we're doing is not working and it's time for a new approach, that police have better things to do with their time than to sniff under people's doors for marijuana. And the third is that by taxing and regulating marijuana, that it would actually be better for the taxpayers than spending a lot of money on on incarcerating people.
And there was a lot of linkage to treat it like alcohol, treat it like beer, wine, and alcohol, which also normalizes it. And, you know, this is a huge, I mean, this is like pulling a thread out of everyday life that touches education, it touches law enforcement, certainly addiction count. I mean, this, is it going to be hard to actually get these laws up and running?
No, it'll be easy to get them up and running because what we did is we gave ourselves about a year for both states to implement. Imagine it in two parts. The first part, which is happening right now, is that personal use and personal possession is legal in the short term. In Colorado, but not Washington, adults can grow six plants without any license or any government intervention, so that's easy. And then 1 year from now, there'll be licenses for businesses, either growing or testing or selling marijuana. And that might be the area where it's a little tricky, but I'm not even that concerned about it, quite frankly, because we've already seen state governments issuing similar licenses for medical marijuana businesses.
And certainly in Colorado has a thriving medical marijuana business, which I guess is one of the reasons why people were comfortable with it. We're getting passive aggression from the Fed, certainly Department of Transportation, Drug Enforcement Administration, the Drug Czar's Office. They've all stated that federal law is still the law, the land, and this stuff. You're in trouble if you're monkeying around with this. President Obama and Eric Holder have been silent on the issue. What's your sense? Is the federal government going to like fight this to the end?
The Obama administration is going to be slightly hostile, but not terribly hostile. So on the criminal side, the federal government does not have the resources to go after any individuals, caregivers, businesses, etc. in either state.
Washington State's ballot initiative was somewhat controversial among legalization proponents in that it did specify penalties for driving under the influence of marijuana. What is the way that that's going to work out in terms of being tested? Is there a sense of how will police know if somebody is high while driving?
In Washington State, it's going to be similar to how it works with alcohol in any state, which is that the cops aren't going to just start randomly stopping drivers and taking their urine or taking their blood to look for alcohol or marijuana, that you actually have to be driving what the police would say would be dangerously, and then after some field sobriety tests, you know, touching your nose and walking the line and so forth, then after the police feel like maybe you really are dangerous, then they could take you in for the blood test.
You know, did you ever really seriously think that you would be seeing states legalizing marijuana use by ballot initiative in your lifetime?
Yes. I absolutely did.
Are we behind or ahead of your schedule?
Well, unfortunately, the American people are a little bit behind Rob Campy's schedule, but things are on track.
Yeah. What did you do to celebrate the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington?
So I was actually in Denver on election night because we had a feeling that we were going to win there, and that was the initiative that we were more financially invested in. And so my goal was to be absolutely sober for all the interviews I had to do. And then afterwards, drinking a bit of whiskey. So that's my personal contribution to election night. But I have to tell you that it was a wonderful feeling being in that celebration with people in Colorado who actually live there full time. I only live there part time. And just to see everyone just going wild on election night, where people didn't even really care about any of the other elections. It was the most important election night celebration I've had.
Well, that's great. We'll leave it there. Rob Campia of Marijuana Policy Project, thanks for the work that you've done, and congratulations on the success of this. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.